and when you give it. It will remain completely confidential. The charity will not know who you are. AngelWorksOfMercy.com.
This is full-time Catholic radio for Southeast Michigan, 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tomeo.
And it's a Wednesday morning, April 1st. Happy April. Happy Holy Week as we move through Holy Week, moving into, of course, the Triduum. Beautiful time of year. Beautiful, beautiful liturgies, and very exciting to be able to just listen to what's happening over in Rome and the Holy Father walking us through Holy Week. It's going to be a great coverage here on Ave Maria Radio, as well, of course, on EWTN Television and all of our affiliates. So I do hope that you stay tuned. You can follow us, as Doug Keck said on Monday, on your cell phone. You can follow us on your laptop. You can follow us on TV. And, of course, you can follow us right here on radio. Good to be with you and good to talk, as Al would say, about the things that matter most. What we're going to be discussing this morning, at least at the bottom of the hour, we'll start off with our friend Father John Linden, a wonderful priest from the Diocese of Lansing. He is the head of the formation department for seminarians, of course, there in the Diocese of Lansing. We are going to be talking about a retreat, a Lansing Women's Discernment retreat that is coming up for April, and Father is actually the chaplain. And so we're going to be talking about discernment, the process of discernment, what goes into it, how do we know what the Lord is asking us. And I love this topic. I think it's so, so important for us. Every single day of our lives we should be getting up, and this is actually what my book, God's Bucket List, is all about, and saying, Lord, here I am. I have come to do your will. Am I still doing what you want me to do? Is this, am I on the right path? I just want to make sure, just checking in. We do that every day. We don't just say, okay, here's my goal, I've accomplished it, I'm going to stay comfortable. So this whole idea of discernment is a continuation as we go through our lives, because we're pilgrims on a journey. Now, this particular retreat is more specific, but I'm also going, since we have the expertise and the depth and the wisdom of Father John with us for a half hour, Father John Linden, I want to dive into that a little bit, especially as we enter into this most important season in our church's liturgical season. Very important stuff to be thinking and praying and really benefiting from all the beautiful masses and events that we have coming up this Holy Week. So we'll talk with Father John Linden and take your calls, of course, at 877-573-7825. Then we'll also have a really upbeat story. And boy, can't we use some good news for a change. A wonderful story about children helping other children on a national and international level. Sandy Pino, who is the School and Community Initiative Manager from Cross Catholic Outreach, is going to be joining us to talk about how some kids got together and decided to make a difference. It's just one of those feel-good stories that lets you know that, you know what, it's going to be okay. We'll wrap up on a Wednesday morning. Joan Lewis, of course, goes straight to Rome and talk about all the events in the Holy Father's very busy schedule. She'll give us a rundown and also, of course, tell you where to find all the details and where he's going to be, when will he be saying Masses. Tomorrow night he is going to be, of course, doing the Mass of the Lord's Supper, and then he is going into one of the local prisons again to wash the feet of some of the inmates. So very, very moving stuff, and see it all on EWTN, of course. Our phone number, 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. Weather-wise, it's warming up. Yay! Love that. Let's take a look at the forecast for southeastern Michigan, Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Washtenaw counties. A high of 56 today. We are going to have some clouds this morning. Then the sun will come out today and tomorrow, actually. Tonight, clear skies, low 43. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning. And then we're going to see a high all the way up to 68 degrees for southeastern Michigan. So we're pushing 70, which is awesome. Now, we are going to have tomorrow a mixture of clouds, rain, and sun. So it's going to be a mixed bag. But the good news is warmer temperatures, and the snow that came to us yesterday is all pretty much gone. Thank you very much. Friday, Good Friday, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming cloudy with periods of rain later in the day. Comfortable temperatures for spring, a high of 53. Moving into Easter weekend on Holy Saturday, except for a few afternoon clouds, sunny and 50 degrees, and a tad little bit cooler for Easter Sunday. But for the local area, southeastern Michigan, they are calling for partly cloudy to sunny skies for Easter Sunday. So that's very good news indeed. Today in northern lower Michigan, partly to mostly cloudy skies and a high near 55. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, 54. Good Friday in northern lower Michigan. We're going to have cloudy skies, and then it's going to get colder with a high only in the mid-30s. And then on Saturday, mixture of clouds and sun, tad bit warmer, and a high of 42. If you're listening on one of our Western Michigan radio affiliates, whether it's Holy Family Radio or, of course, Good Shepherd Radio in parts of Lansing and Jackson, sun and clouds, high of 61. That's for today. Tomorrow, showers early, becoming a steady rain later in the day, a high of 52. On Good Friday for you, partly cloudy skies in the morning, giving way to cloudy skies during the afternoon, a little bit chilly, and a high of 46 degrees. If you're listening on our sister stations in the Thumb area, pretty much the same that it is here in southeastern Michigan. Sunny to partly cloudy and a high of 57 degrees. Tomorrow, mixture of just about everything, clouds, sun, and then some rain. High again near 70. And then on Good Friday, a little bit of cloudiness in the morning. And then some sun. And then it goes back to mostly cloudy and a high of 48 degrees. For our friends in northwestern Ohio and the very southern part of Michigan, clouds this morning, high of 57. And then it'll be partly sunny this afternoon in that area. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, and then periods of rain later in the day. Trying to give you the forecast you can plan for your Easter weekend wardrobe. We must accessorize. Friday, partly cloudy skies in the morning, then cloudy with periods of, some rain later in the day, a high of 54, so not too bad. And then on Saturday, partly cloudy. Gets cold again on Saturday, and most of our listening audiences low around 35 degrees. Well, it's partly cloudy out there right now. In southeastern Michigan, it's 25 degrees and very similar conditions all over the place. All right, so it is just about 8:07, coming up at 2 cents, 8:15 or 8:17 or so. I want to share with you just a little bit, a tease, as we say in our business, of an experience I had yesterday. I was interviewed on tape by Fox 2 News for this story regarding the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And I was supposedly to represent those who support the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And it was, for me, you know, I do this for a living. I'm very familiar with the way reporters are going into a story, how they handle it. And it was probably one of the most blatant examples of extreme, over-the-top, sensational media bias, media propaganda that I have experienced in my entire almost 35 years in the business. Now, I did record the actual exchange. This is one thing I tell my media training clients. When you're being interviewed, you have every right to bring a small digital recorder. You have every right to set up a small video camera or record the interview via your cell phone, which is very easy to do nowadays. I brought my own special Tascam. It's a high-tech, high-end professional recorder. And I told the reporter, Charlie Langton from Channel 2, hey, I'm recording it for my own, you know, practice and to hear how things go, and also because I do media training. And, you know, hey, he's a lawyer and he knows I was within my rights, so no problem. Now, this afternoon on Crest in the Afternoon, Al and I are going to dive into this quite deeply. So I'm not going to play the whole exchange. I'm going to give you just a snippet of it, and then I'm going to talk about that experience a little bit. But I want to leave it open for discussion with Al this afternoon. Al and I are going to unpack this because we really believe it is so important. We also discuss often on Crest in the Afternoon, on Catholic Connection, on EWTN, the media bias and just how bad it is. But I don't think you really get an understanding of that unless you see what ends up on the editing floor or hear it for yourself. And so we have the exchange that occurred for about 5 to 10 minutes between Charlie and me. And then we have the report that aired, the lead story yesterday on Fox 2 News. Even the introduction into the story was utterly pathetic in terms of the station waving the flag in favor of the opposition to the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It was all about making what the opponents say true, even if it's not reality. And actually, Al and I were discussing this last night. This is something that we are going to be talking about at our upcoming Image and Reality Conference in May. It really is a great example of what we're up against out there in the culture. Now, given that, I think we still need to do interviews. Not everyone. Not unless you have experience with this, and not unless you know how to counter it, not unless you know how to prepare yourself. When I do media training now, I really make sure people have one or two spokespersons that have gone through the ringer in terms of media training in order to be prepared for the different scenarios that will occur. And what was so interesting about this exchange was, and you'll hear this afternoon, you'll hear a little bit, as I mentioned, of what Andrew and I will share with you at 8:15, 8:20 or so, is the pounding of trying to get me to say, to use particular phraseology, and to claim that what the opposition is claiming is absolutely true. And what I tell my clients is you have to stay on point, and you need to go back to your point over and over and over again, even if they keep, you know, pounding you. And so that's what I did. And because he didn't get what he wanted, he went from that to a whole other area, and I pulled him back and said, wait a minute, we're not talking about that, because this is what you told me. And we exchanged texts before the interview. I said, what are you going to ask me? Give me an idea. I need to know so I can prepare. And I said, you know, I need to know, is this going to be me as a Catholic woman, as a Catholic spokesperson? Do you want me specifically on this law? Are we going to be drawing in other areas that are out there in terms of some of the problems that Christians are facing? And he said, no, he's going to ask me, why do we need this law? And so he kept going back to the fact that homosexual activists are claiming that this is going to just cause all sorts of discrimination. And I kept going back to the fact that, show me one case. Show me where. This law has been on the books for 19 states for almost 20 years, signed by President Clinton when it was passed in Illinois, supported by then Senator Obama. The governor of Connecticut has this law in his state, the same governor who's instituting a travel ban on his state employees for the state of Indiana. And it's so interesting to hear and to see what ended up on the air last night and the way it was played. The whole issue with homosexual couples adopting children was oversimplified. And you, if you're watching the news, you're thinking that homosexual couples simply can no longer adopt. It's so played into the hand of, again, those who are opposed to any type of religious protection. It was so blatant, it was utterly ridiculous. But anyway, we're going to really get into this and play the piece for you this afternoon on Al's show, so I want you to tune in to Crest in the Afternoon at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock as well, but we'll be covering this in the National Hour at 5 o'clock. So make sure you stay tuned. And we'll play a little bit, and actually I can take some of your phone calls and your questions and your concerns about what you've seen, the way this story has been covered overall, which is ludicrous. It's basically just building on this propaganda, and I was telling the producer and also the reporter involved that you might as well just take a flag and wave the banner for the opposition in this case and just say that you're the voice, you're their voice. So because you acted like a PR agent and took everything that they are feeding you about this particular story and you ran with it. So it was really an interesting exercise. I'm glad I did it. It's good practice. It's always good practice. It also reminding me the reality of the culture that we're in today. The hostile, completely anti-Christian, pagan culture that we're living in. All right, it is 8:13 already, so I do need to do the news. We'll come back and we'll play a little bit, if we have time, of that exchange. But again, full discussion with lots of questions will take place this afternoon on the one, the only Cresta in the Afternoon. So let's give you a look at the news on this April 1st, 2015. It's now 8:14, and you're listening, of course, to Catholic Connection, produced by Ave Maria Radio and EWTN. Well, the head of the airlines, Lufthansa, is not answering questions about just how much the airline may have known about the co-pilot who flew a passenger-packed plane into the side of a mountain last week.
Sir, when did you find the 2009 email from Lubitz? When did you find it?
I'm sorry.
Why did it take you so long to publish the email?
There's no questions and answers.
A distraught Carsten Spohr speaking to reporters to offer condolence to the families. He also expressed gratitude for the crews working to recover wreckage and bodies from the southern French Alps. He continued to refer to last week's wreck as an accident rather than an intentional act. French authorities now say German Wings co-pilot Andreas Lubitz intentionally crashed the Airbus A320. All 150 people died on board, including three Americans. It's believed Lubitz suffered from depression and that German Wings parent company, Lufthansa, knew about his psychological struggles. In the hours following the crash, the head of the company had said Lubitz was 100% fit to fly. Meanwhile, German Wings co-pilot Andreas Lubitz apparently told airline officials he'd suffered from depression years before he flew a jetliner into a mountainside. The revelation comes after the CEO, as you just heard, which owns German Wings, previously stated that Lubitz was 100% again fit to fly the plane. It's now come out that he emailed the airline's flight school in 2009 saying he'd had what he called a previous episode with severe depression. The other big story out there today deals with the negotiations with Iran. Talks with that country to reach a nuclear deal, as Joe Gomez reports, have now been extended for at least one more day.
Yesterday's arbitrary deadline to reach a framework deal with Iran over its nuclear program has come and gone, but White House spokesman Josh Earnest says enough progress has been made to keep on talking.
They're going
to
continue these conversations as long as, well, if necessary, and as long as the conversations continue to be productive.
Earnest says President Obama is ready to walk away from the negotiating table, saying no deal is better than a bad deal. Major hurdles at the table are the pace at which sanctions against Iran will be lifted, whether or not Iran will keep its stockpile of uranium, and the amount of time Iran will have to suspend nuclear development. I'm Joe Gomez.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying the Iranian nuclear deal being negotiated should be basically scrapped.
The concessions offered to Iran in Lausanne would ensure a bad deal that would endanger Israel, the Middle East, and the peace of the world.
Speaking today, the Prime Minister is saying important issues would remain unresolved if Iran and several world powers reach an accord. Netanyahu also saying any deal should involve Iran putting an end to its threats against Israel. Many Republicans here in the U.S. have aligned themselves with the Israeli leader, House Speaker John Boehner, currently overseas in Israel for a visit with the Prime Minister there. Russia's foreign minister, as Tom Martin reports, has said he's rejoining talks on Iran's nuclear program.
Sergei Lavrov said prospects for a preliminary agreement on Iran's nuclear program are very good, and his rejoining the talks is seen as a sign that a deal may be close. The group of world powers are worried that Iran is trying to build a nuclear weapon. Iran denies it is trying to build an atomic bomb and wants relief from international sanctions. However, there have been differences on issues including how much enrichment capability of nuclear material Iran should be allowed and what the timing and pace of sanctions relief should be. Tom Barton, Moscow.
Severe weather is expected to push through parts of the Midwest and plains today. Meteorologists are predicting wind, hail, and lightning, including the possibility of isolated tornadoes across the state of Nebraska. The wild weather coming one day after a similar situation struck a 1,000-mile stretch of the South. There were reports of hail as big as baseballs, wow, in some areas of the state of Arkansas. Jason Campidonia, meanwhile, has the latest on the heir to the Getty oil fortune, who may have died, they say now, naturally.
Andrew Getty was found dead inside his Hollywood Hills estate by an unidentified woman who's being described as a friend and the person who called 911. There are multiple media reports saying that the 47-year-old was found naked from the waist down in a bathroom and suffered some sort of blunt force trauma. Officials with the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office say Getty's death appears to be natural or the result of an accident, and the LAPD's Elite Robbery Homicide Division detectives are investigating. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
We're going to be talking about this a little bit in two cents and more in depth with Al Cresta this afternoon. We're going to talk about this particular story in the way the media are covering it more specifically. We're talking about the measure that's receiving so much attention in the news, the measure that was signed in Indiana recently, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Indiana lawmakers moving to clarify the state's version of the RFRA. The governor yesterday saying the legislature will pass a measure to ensure the law does not give businesses the right to deny service. It's set to go into effect July 1st. 19 other states, as I said at the top of the hour, have similar laws on the books. Meanwhile, the city of Indianapolis is beefing up security ahead of this weekend's Final Four. Mike Bates with Metro Police Homeland Security says they expect some protests in light of the developments with the new Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
We're going to allow them to exercise their First Amendment as short of any type of chaos, as far as destruction, breaking windows, whatever the case may be. If they want to demonstrate, they want to march, that's fine.
There will be increased patrols and security cameras in place at many downtown venues, as well as events surrounding the games. Those attending events or the games at Lucas Oil Stadium should be warned that the NCAA has put a clear bag policy in place. It's similar to the one the NFL implemented before last season, and will require everyone to have personal items in a transparent bag. It's 8:20. It's a Wednesday morning edition of Catholic Connection. You're listening to this program, which is produced by Ave Maria Radio and EWTN. Our phone number is 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. So if you followed the coverage of what's been happening to the state and in the state of Indiana regarding the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And what do you think of it? What do you think of the way the media have handled it compared to what is actual reality in terms of this measure, which has been on the books for almost 20 years in at least 19 other states, not to mention on the federal level? What are your thoughts when you see this? Are you frustrated? You're not alone. I'll share with you just a bit of my experience of doing an interview on this actual topic with a local Fox affiliate. And then, again, really encouraging you to tune in to Crest in the Afternoon, as I know you do every day, but we are going to dive into this whole issue of just how bad it is in terms of media bias. Stay tuned.
Catholic Connection is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, your national and local online business directory, connecting Christian business professionals with Catholic consumers. Advertisers have taken a stand to support Christian family values in the marketplace. It's important to support businesses that embrace life and promote the gospel of Christ. And at CatholicBusinessPages.com, business professionals have taken that stand. CatholicBusinessPages.com, a great place to get connected.
You're invited to the Enhanced Celebration at the Divine Mercy Center in Clinton Township on Sunday, April 12th. Presented by the Servants of Jesus of the Divine Mercy, there'll be a guest speaker, Mass, as well as food and fellowship to follow. For more information, go to sjdivinemercy.org. That's sjdivinemercy.org, or call 586-777-8591. This message is brought to you by Office Express. Let's all support each other. www.oexusa.com.
What makes Advanced Dentistry Center unique? While all dentists preach comfort, Dr. Mahdi uses laser technology with many of his patients. The laser's precise work allows for faster healing on periodontal pockets and root canals while diminishing the risk for bacteria to linger, giving you and your family the results you want. Here's Dr. Mahdi.
Using laser for treating gum disease will reduce your chance of needing further treatment, like advanced gum surgeries, and also will increase your chance of saving your teeth for the rest of your life.
And Advanced Dentistry Center is one of the few places in the state that has it. Laser can also fix most cavities without a local anesthetic or shot. Learn about their services and get testimonials at AdvancedDentistryCenter.com. Located at 13 Mile and Telegraph. That's AdvancedDentistryCenter.com. Or call 248-594-9592. That's 248-594-9592. Advanced Dentistry Center is a general practice who provides the most up-to-date treatments to help you look and feel your best.
Recently, we had an important free speech victory in federal court in Philadelphia, which, quite appropriately, is the birthplace of American freedom. In this case, the judge ruled that by refusing to display our client's public issue advertisement expressing the view that Islamic Jew hatred is in the Quran, the responsible government agency violated the First Amendment. While our client's speech was certainly provocative, and purposely so, that is not a sufficient reason for censoring it. Indeed, if it is the speaker's opinion that gives offense, that consequence is a reason for according it constitutional protection, which is precisely what the judge held, correctly stating that his ruling was compelled by the First Amendment. Quite frankly, it was refreshing to have a judge issue a ruling compelled by the law rather than his or her own personal biases. Indeed, the importance of protecting speech that is contrary to the politically correct status quo cannot be overstated. For example, ask yourself, was the recent attack of a Jewish deli by Islamic terrorists in France a random act of violence as described by the Obama administration? At the end of the day, we have a profound national commitment to uninhibited debate on public issues, and for good reason. For it is our commitment to protecting First Amendment freedoms that separates our civilized society from the rest of the world.
I'm Robert Muse, co-founder and senior counsel for the American Freedom Law Center, bringing you this Faith and Freedom Minute. You can learn more about the American Freedom Law Center and its fight for your faith and freedom by visiting our website, liking us on Facebook, and following us on Twitter.
Welcome back, 8:25. It is a Wednesday morning. You're listening to Catholic Connection, produced by Ave Maria Radio and EWTN, and heard this local hour across many of our affiliates and, of course, online. Thanks for tuning in, 877-573-7825. If you want to share your thoughts on the way the secular press has covered this situation in Indiana, I think it's over-the-top propaganda bias, buying into every single argument that the opponents want to put out there. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. It's disgusting. That said, I still think we have to engage on this issue. And that's why after speaking with Al and discussing it, when we were phoned to comment on the developments in Indiana with the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, I said, yeah, okay, let's do it. I think it's important to be out there. And I was contacted by Fox 2 by reporter Charlie Langton, who's also a co-host of the show Let It Rip. And Al and I have been on there more than once, and they've been gracious enough to have us on. And I know Charlie's style. I've known Charlie for over 20 years, and I get that his style is over the top, his personality, and okay, fine, whatever. But I was really, really disappointed, and I actually had a very long conversation with him after the story in which I appeared aired last night. I was very disappointed with the line of questioning, which was completely biased and completely assuming that the other side is 100% correct and that we have to be on the defensive because all of these horrible things which opponents of the Freedom Restoration Act, Religious Freedom Restoration Act, claim are going to happen, have already happened, and it's already a major issue. There was no recognition, there was no acknowledgement from a journalistic perspective of what I kept repeating in the interview. The fact that this has been on the books in 19 states for some 20 years, signed by President Clinton, a Democrat, approved by the full House and the majority of the Senate, supported by President Obama when he was a senator in Illinois and the law came up there. The governor that's complaining about the measure in Connecticut has the same measure on the books, complaining about not being able to send his people over to Indiana. He can't let them travel there because it's so egregious, it's so horrible. Meanwhile, his own state has the same thing, or a version of it. And I don't have a problem with being asked questions about concerns of the opponents. I get that. But to sit there and to completely, in your line of questioning, take the side and act as a representative, which is what I told him yesterday. I said, you were acting as a representative. You're taking every single line that they fed you, every single piece of propaganda, and you were presupposing that it was already a done deal. And we had to respond to it, those on the other side. Again, I said, that's not reporting, that's propaganda. You have an agenda, you set it up, here, and what you do is, and this is how it works, every day around the country, in every newsroom, whether it's radio or TV, they have what's called an editorial meeting, where they sit down and they decide the stories that they're going to cover. In my first book, Noise, I shared some of the experiences that I had, and my husband and I were just talking about this morning before we left for work, where I would go in the morning, and the promotions department would have already been in the newsroom, and they were already talking about the teases, how they were going to promote the story that the particular reporter was going to cover during the day, how they were going to promote that on the air to get people to watch, to tease the news. And oftentimes I would come in, and it was toward the end of my career in broadcast news. It was so frustrating because it was like beating my head against a brick wall when I would argue with them and say, I don't even know if what you're claiming in this promo is true. How do we know this happened? You're assuming this because you think it's sexy, but I need to get out to the scene of this, that, or the other thing and talk to the people. Never let the facts get in the way of a good story, huh? And so one of the reasons when I was discerning to leave was this very reason, that it wasn't about news, it was about setting an agenda and going with it. Sometimes it was, you know, to promote politics. Sometimes it was just to make money. And so this exchange was very frustrating. And it's interesting because I really could have gotten into it with him when he was recording me. But I didn't want to. I was very firm, but I didn't want to be antagonistic, because then they can very easily take that particular piece when you're pushing back and put that on the air and make you look like the bad guy. So you have to be, you have to know how to handle it. But sometimes, even if you have been doing it for eons, like Al and I have, you know what? If they have an agenda, they're just going to do whatever they can to put that agenda out there. And so I had a long talk with the reporter, had a long talk with the producer, explaining how disappointed I am. And the sad thing is that these folks know me. They know that we're straight shooters. Al has a great deal of respect among the secular media because we make ourselves available to talk about these things. We're not afraid to be challenged. We just want a fair shake. But apparently, now that's even too much to ask. Okay, let's run, Andrew, just a little bit of the interview. And again, what I did was I brought my professional recorder, my digital recorder, with me and recorded the entire interview. That's what I tell my media training clients to do. You have every single right to do that. And it's very important for two reasons. First, you want to hear if you're hitting your main points. And so if you have a story that you're trying to get out there, you have certain points that you want to stress, it's important to be able to articulate those points and to repeat them in a concise manner. That's number one. Number two, it's also a protective mechanism. They can't claim you said this, that, the other thing if you have the actual interview. And if people are doing newspaper interviews, I always say to answer via email, because then you have a transcript of what you said. Okay? So we're going to play only about a minute of this because I want to leave the entirety for Al's show this afternoon. I want to, you know, just put it out there for you to think about, so when you're tuning in later on, you can come up with some really good questions and maybe kind of express your own concerns. So we'll play just a little bit of the interview, and I want you to listen for a couple things. Listen to the way the questions are phrased, already assuming that the other side is completely right and making that, trying to make that a reality in the line of questioning. Roll the tape, Andrew.
Why do we need a bill if gay people don't have protection now anyway?
Well, I think we have to look at why the bill was originally enacted. I mean, if you go all the way back to 1990, it was passed unanimously in the House and 97-3 in the Senate, signed by President Clinton then. And, of course, in Illinois, it was supported by then-Senator Obama. I think what this is about, really, is about standing up for the opposite of what they're concerned with. It's about standing up against intrusion to protect people rather than to offend people. So I think it's needed because I think we all have a right to stand up for our beliefs.
But right now, though, gay people can be discriminated against, can't they? You don't have to rent to a gay person. You don't have to do something because gay people have no rights.
Well, actually, if you're talking about this particular law, that law has not been used successfully for just what you're talking about. So, in other words, again, it is the opposite of what they're worried about. 19 other states have this, and this has not been an issue yet. They have not been able to use it in that way. All right, so that's just a little sample. And if you notice the questioning, gay people have no rights, gay people don't have protection, already assuming that everything that they're claiming has happened. So, again, we'll talk about this in more detail this afternoon. And I was just talking to my station manager before I went on the air, Mike Jones, and saying this is exactly why we need Ave Maria Radio, Holy Family Radio, Barriga Broadcasting, all of our affiliates, Annunciation Radio, EWTN, National Catholic Register. If we don't have a Catholic voice on the air, if we don't have a chance to show you what's happening, what are we going to do? Where is our information going to come from? And how are we going to formulate decisions in our lives? Now, obviously, as Catholics, when we form our conscience, we have to do it, obviously, in light of church teaching, scripture, and right instruction from the Holy Spirit and the authoritative teachings of the church, as the Catechism points out. But also, we tend to, because we are in the world, we see stories and we are affected by that. And so we look at that information and we say, okay, what does the church have to say about this? But we can be very poorly formed in terms of our thinking, in terms of our voting, in terms of our morality, if we are not really dissecting what's being fed to us every single day. And so this is why when we talk about the fact that we give you the truth, we give you the full story, we mean what we say. And it's frightening to me. Frightening. The agenda-driven news. And people are taking this as news when it's nothing more than mere PR propaganda for a particular activist group. In this case, in this particular instance, it was to promote the concerns of homosexual activists regarding the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. They saw an opportunity to jump on the bandwagon, to cry that they're being offended and this is so horrible and they're being treated badly, even though, as I said, there is not one case involving this particular law that has allowed for what they claim is happening to actually happen. Again, never let the facts get in the way of a good story. More on Crest in the afternoon this afternoon. Hope you tune in the 5 o'clock hour. Also, of course, though, for the whole show starting at 4 to 6, produced by Ave Maria Radio and EWTN and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Ann Arbor Smiles is a state-of-the-art dental practice led by the talents of doctors Dan Kennedy, Chris Marzoni, and Stephen Gray. One of their many satisfied patients is Debbie Herbeck, the wife of Fire on the Earth host Peter Herbeck.
For the past 25 years, our family has been going to Drs. Kennedy and Marzoni, and we've been receiving quality dental care. And one of the things we love about going there, besides all the friendly faces, is that the dentists really do know us, and they're really there to serve the needs of our family.
Go to AnnArborSmiles.com today.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. In John 6, Jesus teaches about giving himself to us in the Eucharist. The multitudes had followed him everywhere, hanging on his every word and rejoicing at his miracles. Yet, when he speaks of consuming his flesh and his blood, of literally taking him into our own bodies, his friends and disciples are beyond scandalized. The law prohibited consumption of blood. How can their master be serious? Many simply cannot get beyond the literal meaning of Jesus' words, and they abandon him. Jesus could have stopped them by saying that he was speaking symbolically, but he let them go. Because our Lord made exactly what he said. Like the Passover lamb of the Old Testament, his flesh is to be consumed to bring salvation not only to the chosen people, but to the entire world. Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist. Come, let us adore him.
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
Two of Christian music's biggest artists unite for a benefit concert in Ypsilanti. Amy Grant. And Matt Moss. Plus special guest Sanctus Real. Hiking Dolo, John Gira, and a special performance by the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Sunday, April 19th, 5 p.m. at the EMU Convocation Center. Tickets are available online at uniteconcerts.com. It's a time to unite, praise, and give back with a portion of the net proceeds going to charities locally and around the world. Unite Concerts, featuring Amy Grant and Matt Maher. Sunday, April 19th, 5 p.m. at the EMU Convocation Center. Doors open at 4 p.m. Presented by the Dominican Sisters of Mary and Spiritus Sanctus Academy. Tickets and more information is available at uniteconcert.com.
Don't miss Wild Award-nominated musical The Cross in the Light, now touring as a spectacular music concert and digital projection experience in a church near you.
That was the most amazing performance.
It's just so inspiring. Every time I see it, I just feel closer and closer to the Lord.
It really sends the message, this is what He did for us.
21 performances, April 16th through May 16th. Buy tickets today at crossandlight.com or 734-788-7073.
Hi, I'm Greeno Frazita with Secure My Funds, and I've had the pleasure of serving people here in Metro Detroit for over 20 years. And let me tell you, when it comes to money and investing, 2015 is going to look very different from the last several years. Do you have a retirement plan from your current or former employer? Here's a smart money tip. You can take control of that money now and roll it over to an IRA in your own name. an IRA that can grow safely and without market risk and provide lasting income for you and your spouse when you retire. How you position your retirement money today could have a big, big impact on your retirement income down the road. Take the right steps to protect your retirement money now. If you're not sure how, let me show you. For informative literature or a free consultation, give me a call at 888-255-1831. That's 888-255-1831 or visit securemyfunds.com.
Advisory services offered through CoreCap Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hope you're having a blessed Wednesday and Holy Week, April 1st, 2015. Good to be with you. Good to have Father John Linden back with us on a Wednesday morning. And Father, as you said, you're getting to be a regular, and that's fine with us.
That's good to me, too. I enjoy it.
Happy Holy Week. How are you?
I'm doing well, and same to you and to all your listeners. What a beautiful week the Lord's given us so far, and I just saw today 47 on Easter Vigil, a little breezy, so we'll have a tough time getting the fire started, but maybe, but we'll see. The Lord can help.
Yeah, and then, of course, Easter Sunday is looking sunny, from what they said so far.
It's a really gorgeous day, even today. Blue skies.
Yes, and let the sun shine, as in the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's talk about this discernment retreat that's coming up. It's for women in your diocese, and you're the chaplain. What's the date? Let's get the housekeeping details out of the way first.
Well, the date is April 11th and 12th, so the weekend of Divine Mercy Sunday, the weekend right after Easter. And it is not, just to make it clear, not just for women from the diocese. It's for
any woman. Anyone,
yeah.
Okay.
In fact, last year we had some women from the archdiocese that came. So any woman that wants to come, it's put on by the Diocese of Lansing, but it's open to all.
And where is it, and is there a cost?
It is in Brooklyn, Michigan, beautiful place down in the Irish Hills, we call it. That's where I actually grew up, at Camp DeSales Center. And you can find directions online if you come to our website, www.dioceseoflansing.org, and go to Vocation Events. You'll find it, but it's in Ventura Drive in Brooklyn, Michigan, really kind of set back on a lake called Vineyard Lake. I grew up swimming in the lake. It's just a beautiful place, hidden away, a little treasure, and that's a real big part of it, is to have the right atmosphere.
Right, to have that peace and to be away from it all, so you can really just concentrate on praying and asking for God's guidance. All right, so let's talk about this idea for discernment. We are talking about vocations. Sometimes we limit the word vocations to religious vocations. We automatically think of someone becoming, you know, a woman religious or a priest or a deacon. Are you covering all areas of different types of vocations, or is this primarily focusing on fostering the process to discern a religious vocation?
Well, yes and no. Yes to what you just said. It is so often seen that vocations mean just religious or priesthood, a consecrated type of vocation where you give your life to the Lord, forgetting that most people are called to the vocation, as John Paul II called it, the primordial or the primary vocation of marriage. So that is a vocation. Although this weekend is focused on religious women vocations and one consecrated virgin who will be there, it's what the focus is to come and see and hear about religious vocations, and then to see if that is what God's calling me to. The openness to, what are you calling me to, Lord? And in fact, leads, and over the years has led more women in reality to discern that it's marriage that I am being called to. But being open to God, I was able to see that with more clarity by asking, is it religious life? And so the hope is for any woman who comes to find what her vocation is, not that to necessarily come and be recruited for any order or anything like that. That's not the focus. But really the focus is trying to get close to God and to allow God to direct me in my discernment.
I think often, I know I did this for many, many years, and I wrote about this in both Extreme Makeover and God's Bucket List. I had my plan.
Mm-hmm.
And things are going along just fine. And then I would go to the Lord and say, and it wasn't really serious, because it was just when I, you know, when I needed a prayer answered. I wasn't exactly in a relationship with God for most of my secular career. But I would say, okay, I want this job, so please help me. Here's my plans, and if you could just put your rubber stamp on it, everything will be fine.
Yes. I think I did too. I don't think I did. I did. Mm-hmm. And a great fear I had of ever being called to give my life to the Lord. But the reality is there should be a little bit of trepidation because it means you're taking it serious. And there should be trepidation if there's another person that you're going to be espoused to in this world. You'd better be a man or a woman walking up the aisle to get married should be knocking at the knees a little bit. That just means you're taking it serious. So it is a good point when we get to where we start to actually ask God, what is this? What do you want? And give me the strength to say yes to it.
What are some of the steps that you'll cover, that will be covered on this weekend to help women do just that?
Well, a big part of it, there will be different talks that are given. Sister Mary Ann Foggin, who actually started this retreat years back and was in the position who is now taken by Dawn Hausman, who actually would be talking to you this morning, except she is on retreat. So Dawn and Sister Mary Ann before her and Sister Mary Ann, I think might be coming. I have to be careful about that, but she's come in the past and given a talk at the beginning on how do I discern, what's the roadblock to discernment, what slows me down, and in fact, why I said to her is one of the talks that she gave in the years past was hesitation, reservation, and calculation that can slow us down and can block us even to opening our heart to the Lord. So there are talks like that. But the real focus is having, in fact, this year, 11 different orders, 11 different religious orders and one consecrated virgin there for women to come and even have one-on-ones with, to be able to not really, I don't want to say shop, but to hear. And it's kind of like, I don't want to tease, but it is one-stop shopping. It can really help you to come and see a lot of orders real quickly rather than going all over the state and even out of the state, because some of these orders are from out of the state. To just get a little flavor of what's the order and what you do, what's your charism, and so that's the biggest part of it. It's just an opportunity to be introduced to these different religious women from throughout the state and beyond, and then to have the time to pray about it there. We even have adoration with confessions, obviously Divine Mercy Sunday, that's very important. And just a lot of time for, again, one-on-one discussion, mentorship between sisters. And, in fact, I'll be there. I'm the chaplain of the weekend, so I even make myself available to women as well so that they can, while they're processing it, they have somebody there during that during the time to actually process on the spot. And then, again, the opportunity to see God's great nature and beauty to absorb this in the beauty, the setting of beauty, I think is a big part of it. And women have always talked about that after the weekend, too.
Why don't we, Father, do you think, I'm sure it's just our pride and our sinful nature, that's the bottom line, but what is it that keeps us, do you think, from saying, okay, Lord, here I am, I have come to do not my will with your blessing, but I have come to do your will?
I think being a vocation director for a long time, the fear is that I'm not going to be happy. We have grown up thinking and having to be so independent. Independence is good. We need to be able to take care of ourselves, but we're so independent that we get all of us into this rut of thinking, I am the only one who knows what my greatest good is and what my happiness would be or how I can find my happiness. We really have to learn how to trust. And when we get hurt in the world by parents, others, friends, enemies, obviously, we can start then to translate that relationship into our relationship with God. And it's a struggle to trust him that he really has my happiness in his mind. And, in fact, my complete happiness. No one in the world knows more than him what will truly make me happy. But I got to build that trust. And so prayer is the only way that I'm going to get there.
All right, well, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up with Father John Linden, who, of course, is with the Diocese of Lansing, but is serving as a chaplain this beautiful weekend coming up, Divine Mercy Sunday weekend. DioceseofLansing.org, and go under Vocation Events, and we'll talk more with Father John, how you can get information, if there's a phone number, and also the importance of discernment in everything we do for the Lord. And whatever vocation we have, whether it's a vocation of marriage, whether you are discerning maybe the priesthood or the diaconate, or if you're a woman discerning the religious life, or if you're discerning, okay, where is God calling you next? Does he want you to work in the pro-life movement? Does he want you to work at a pregnancy resource center? Does he want you to work with youth in the Catholic Church. This is all the process of discerning and saying every single day, here I am, Lord, I have come to do your will, not mine. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, not me, myself, and I. We'll be right back.
What makes Advanced Dentistry Center unique? While all dentists preach comfort, Dr. Mahdi uses laser technology with many of his patients. The laser's precise work allows for faster healing on periodontal pockets and root canals while diminishing the risk for bacteria to linger, giving you and your family the results you want. Here's Dr. Mahdi.
Using laser for treating gum disease will reduce your chance of needing further treatment, like advanced gum surgeries, and also will increase your chance of saving your teeth for the rest of your life.
And Advanced Dentistry Center is one of the few places in the state that has it. Laser can also fix most cavities without a local anesthetic or shot. Learn about their services and get testimonials at AdvancedDentistryCenter.com. Located at 13 Mile and Telegraph. That's AdvancedDentistryCenter.com. Or call 248-594-9592. That's 248-594-9592. Advanced Dentistry Center is a general practice who provides the most up-to-date treatments to help you look and feel your best.
Hi, I'm Reno Frazita with Secure My Funds, and I've had the pleasure of serving people here in Metro Detroit for over 20 years. And let me tell you, when it comes to money and investing, 2015 is going to look very different from the last several years. Do you have a retirement plan from your current or former employer? Here's a smart money tip. You can take control of that money now and roll it over to an IRA in your own name, an IRA that can grow safely and without market risk and provide lasting income for you and your spouse when you retire. How you position your retirement money today could have a big, big impact on your retirement income down the road. Take the right steps to protect your retirement money now. If you're not sure how, let me show you. For informative literature or a free consultation, give me a call at 888-255-1831. That's 888-255-1831 or visit securemyfunds.com.
Advisory services offered through CoreCap Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hope your Wednesday is going well. Chatting with our friend Father John Linden from the Diocese of Lansing, the Vocations Department, and of course also working with the seminarians in the diocese, and he's going to be wearing a number of different hats as he does at various events, and he is going to be serving. He just told me during the break he's also going to be wearing a chef's hat and making a very special breakfast at this discernment weekend for the ladies, right, Father? So you know, inquiring minds want to know, what will be on the menu for breakfast Sunday morning?
Oh, we're going to have eggs and bacon, probably a little ham, some bagels, and then the eggs are going to be very special. We put, I cut up the peppers, the different colors, green and red, and throw in some onions, and, I mean, really, I put in blood, sweat, and tears into this, or at least tears when those
listen
onions
to you. Are. Nobody knows the trouble I see. I'm fine. Don't worry, my mother would say. Don't worry about me. I'll just eat on the floor. You go ahead and talk amongst yourselves and have your breakfast. I'm fine. I've been slaving here for 4 hours, but don't worry.
That's it. That's it. I take it. I get all I can out of it, all the mercy I can, especially on Divine Mercy Sunday.
That's beautiful, though, too, that you're cooking breakfast for them, and it just sounds like a very peaceful weekend.
It is. It's very beautiful. Again, Dawn Hausman, my counterpart, the woman's vocation director, is the one who really does the whole thing and does just a beautiful job of emceeing and putting it all together, and she'll be there the whole weekend too, and so it's kind of a teamwork thing.
So it starts at what time, Father, the actual weekend?
Okay, it starts at very early in the morning, I think 8 o'clock, and I think, let me grab
And this is on Saturday, correct?
8 a.m. on Saturday, April 11th. And it goes through the afternoon of Sunday the 12th.
Okay, so that's a good, then, full day and a half for the ladies, right?
Yep, and here, I got it in front of me. I'm sorry, I misspoke. 8:30 a.m. on April 11th.
So should most of them show up, plan on showing up on Friday night, or can they then they should show up on Saturday morning? What's the normal routine?
Saturday morning, yeah. We don't have the place locked in for a Friday night overnight, so it's just the Saturday night overnight. And you asked earlier, and I completely forgot, most important, this is free. It's absolutely free. It's sponsored by the Diocese of Lansing for any woman that wants to come.
And how have the numbers been? How large was it last year?
It was pretty good. I think we had 30, 35, if I'm right. And this year, again, is one of the, I think, the record for different religious orders. 11 orders are going to be there. And so those numbers hopefully will reflect growing. There's certainly a growing interest of sisters coming to talk to the young women. And I know some of them that are coming. They're just on fire, young sisters. And then so hopefully it'll be reflected in the numbers of women coming too.
Okay, so the whole idea really is to find out if you are in terms of on the right path and doing God's will for your life. Of course, St. Catherine of Siena says, when we are who God wants us to be, we will set the world on fire. And we always have to remember to get up every day and have that focus. As we wrap up, Father, with about a minute left, if there's someone listening out there right now going into this beautiful Triduum that we have coming up, and of course Easter Sunday, really struggling with what God wants from them, how should they pray? And if they can't make it to the weekend next weekend, any suggestions, scripture verses that they can use during this particular weekend, this beautiful, beautiful Holy Week and the Easter weekend, what would you suggest?
Yeah, I suggest, again, pray, as you said, prayer, opening your heart to the Lord, sitting before Him as often as you can, especially in adoration and the sacraments, Mass and reconciliation, being very close. But the scripture, I always tell everyone when I'm working with young men, young women, go to the Gospels and the Acts. This is where you meet Him. This is where you see Him working with all of the others He was calling. And I'm telling you, you read the Gospels and you know this, these apostles, they don't get it. Sometimes they're bumbling guys trying to figure it out and they don't know it. And they don't even know it before He passes, before He dies before them. And so sometimes I find that to be very heartening, because you think you got to get it right. You think you have to know it completely. But He nevertheless called men who stumbled, men and women, who stumbled to know and figure it out. And so to be there with Him in those Gospels and in the Acts are really the place I think you need to start, and then just stay. It needs to be just part of the rhythm of your life, the words of Christ, the actions of Christ.
All things Christ, as my spiritual director always tells me.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, Father, if I don't talk to you before Sunday, you have a blessed rest of the week. Enjoy the Triduum. I know it's so special for priests and religious. I'm looking forward again to seeing my husband up on the altar and participating in so many of the beautiful events this weekend. God bless you. Thanks for all you do for not only the diocese, but the entire church. Father John Linden, Department of Formation and Chair and Director of Seminarians of the Diocese of Lansing, on this beautiful, beautiful discernment weekend coming up, not this weekend, but the weekend of Divine Mercy Sunday, which is the weekend after Easter. We'll be right back with the National Hour. Don't touch that dial.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
Ann Arbor Smiles is a state-of-the-art dental practice led by the talents of Drs. Dan Kennedy, Chris Marzoni, and Stephen Gray. One of their many satisfied patients is Debbie Herbeck, the wife of Fire on the Earth host Peter Herbeck.
For the past 25 years, our family has been going to Drs. Kennedy and Marzoni, and we've been receiving quality dental care. And one of the things we love about going there, besides all the friendly faces, is that the dentists really do know us, and they're really there to serve the needs of our family.
Go to AnnArborSmiles.com today.
Catholic Connection is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, your national and local online business directory, connecting Christian business professionals with Catholic consumers. Advertisers have taken a stand to support Christian family values in the marketplace. It's important to support businesses that embrace life and promote the gospel of Christ. And at CatholicBusinessPages.com, business professionals have taken that stand. CatholicBusinessPages.com, a great place to get connected.
Do you want a family physician who respects the inherent dignity of every human person of any age? Do you want your physician to respect parents as the primary educators of their children and not the secular culture? Sacred Heart Medical Center is a medical practice that is Christ-centered, family-oriented, and faithful to the teachings of the Catholic Church. With locations in Livonia and Brighton, learn more today.